Well, the National FFA Convention is this week in Indianapolis, and all this week on KMMO Ag Reports, you will hear interviews with young people in the area receiving that American FFA degree. Okay, today I'm visiting with John Miles of the Marshall FFA chapter. And John, I said you're with the FFA chapter. That's going to come to an end here pretty soon, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's come and here in the next week. Be walking across stage in Indianapolis and receiving my American degree.
You know, what a better place to do that than Lucas Oil Stadium, all the tradition there. And, yeah, that's pretty awesome when you get up there on stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal just to see. I mean, when you're walking across stage and just you see how many blue jackets, blue corduroy jackets just fill that stadium. I mean, you would think it was, I mean, it's just crazy to see all the different states come together and really celebrate something that we all believe in. It is almost overwhelming because, I mean, coming from a smaller town, Marshall, I mean, it's we have a pretty big FFA chapter just for our size. But, I mean, the amount of people is just surreal from, like, all over the country between Alaska, Florida. I mean, you see it all. I was there my sophomore year competing in the Creed speaking event. And then I went again as a senior, just kind of enjoy it a little bit, take it all in. One last final time as a high school student.
Sure.
And watch my brother get his American degree. And it was definitely different seeing both sides as a competitor as well as just someone just enjoying it and taking it all in. Pros and cons to both for sure. But, I mean, it's a surreal experience. And I'm glad to do it one final time to truly send off my FFA career. I kind of came in a little hesitant. I didn't know how involved or uninvolved I wanted to be. I just knew I wanted to do something involved with the FFA just because of what past people have done before me. Transitioning to the rest of my sophomore year, I held the position of junior president, which pretty much involved around making sure the grade below me, the freshmen, were getting involved and staying active within the FFA program. And we'd put together different events for them, such as basketball events or volleyball events, kickball events, just to make sure people were feeling welcomed and involved in the chapter. Fast forward a little bit, junior year was a little bit weird for me. That was our COVID year. And so
sure.
I held the position of sentinel. And so my main job was making sure everybody in the chapter felt welcome. And even at a time where it was kind of hard to feel welcome in the middle of COVID, we made sure even our virtual meetings that we had to do were still involved and made sure we still had people that were excited to be in the FFA. Fast forward to my senior year, I held the vice president position in the chapter and then also the area president position in Area 6 that we are in. And getting that step up to the area level really let me see stuff from a little bit bigger view than just the chapter. Being able to meet with different people throughout the area, go to Slater, Sweet Springs, and kind of just all over and hold different events and stuff there. And that was able, I mean, that really let me see that this was affecting more than just even the small hometown. I mean,
you will hear the rest of my visit with John Miles on Friday's Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. How do polar bears make their beds? With sheets of ice and blankets of snow. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.